Matt, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Ruby, this meeting is even more exciting for me because I've just realized that we have something in common.
What do we have in common?
Well, I mean, assuming that you're telling the truth on the internet, which is always a little bit...
I never lie on the internet. I am constantly telling the truth on the internet.
Well, this is exciting because that means we're both born on the same day.
What?
April 12th.
You're joking.
No, mate.
What?
How good's that?
Oh, my God. We're both Aries, babes. That's so good.
Yeah, we sure are. 12th of April. What is it? Fiery. We know what we want and we get it.
Exactly. We're a little loud.
Not selfish. Not selfish or greedy, but will help themselves first.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God. I can't believe we have the same birthday. Oh, my God.
I know.
God.
This is very strange, so I'm very excited. What did you do for your birthday this year?
That's a fantastic question. I did pretty much nothing, but I, because I was just like, oh, well, I don't really... You know, I don't want to do anything crazy. And then I ended up just going to the park with a couple friends and they did their uni work. And
oh my God.
And I didn't because I didn't want to because it was my birthday. So
but you know, it was fine. Birthdays don't get anytime I think of a birthday, I'll always think of when I had a birthday, when I was probably about 8 or 9, my mum organized a birthday for me at Milton Bowls in Brisbane. And you got to take home a bowling pin. And I just thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
Obviously. You know? Obviously.
Now, these bowling pins were just in our house for several years. I mean, once you take a bowling pin home, unless you've got 9 others, they're not really that useful.
Yeah, and like unless it's like signed or something, it's kind of just a bowling pin in your home.
And even then, who's it going to be signed by? Do you know? Okay, who? You name me a bowler that you would want it to be signed by.
Okay. Well, the first half of that question is name you a bowler, and I'm sorry, I literally can't do that.
Okay.
I just cannot do that.
So, I'll tell you Australia's biggest bowler is Well, one of them is Jason Belafonte. Belafonte.
Yep.
Do you know why I know this? Is because back when I used to do the Triple J breakfast show, I used to have to do raps about like different towns every single week. And one of the weeks was a rap about Orange. Right. So here's the thing. This ties in well with what happened to you today because you woke up late.
I did wake up late.
And you scrambled to
get to
the show.
And it wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault. My phone somehow went under my bed and I refused to believe it was me that did it because I've never done anything wrong in my life. But alas, here we are. I got here like just at the, you know, in the nick of time and I was an absolute mess and I didn't bring an umbrella and, you know, things are going really well for me. So it's fine.
Well, I remember waking up late once when I was working on the breakfast show. And when you're doing breakfast, you realize that day, like sunlight is your enemy when you wake up. Like if you wake up and there's sun coming through your bedroom window, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to be there by 5 o'clock in the morning. So I remember waking up one morning, still incredibly, incredibly drunk from the night before. And I remember just thinking, oh my God. And my dad was calling me. And the show was calling me and they were on air and they're like, get up. And I was like, no, that's it. It's too far gone. I'm not coming in today. And this is all happening on air and stuff. And so then my dad calls and is like, you have to go into work. Everyone can hear that you're just calling in sick. And I'm like, I don't care. But anyways, as a punishment, they made me rhyme, do a rap about Orange.
Yep.
The town. And of course, nothing rhymes with Orange. That's the sort of idea. That's the sort of rule. No words rhyme with Orange. So I had to do a rap about Orange and in the town Orange. And in finding out about Orange, I also found out that one of the best 10-pin bowlers in the world is a guy called Jason Belmonte.
That is truly.
And he is from Orange.
He's from Orange. Okay. Well, well, that's great.
So look, I don't know how we got there, but we got there.
Okay. Well, I mean... I love learning about famous 10-pin bowlers. Honestly, it's like one of my favorite things to learn about. But what I really want to learn about is your 2021 EP that you've done under the Boilermakers moniker. What kind of got you into making music under Boilermakers?
Well, I've been doing it for years, right? I started in a boy band in my high school, which was incredibly embarrassing. It was called 4.1.
That's
and
incredible.
I went by the name of Maddie O. That's O-H with an exclamation mark.
Yeah, of course.
And then I started making my little, like, just little bedroom beats under my moniker Disco Mad MC. And then around about 2011, I actually started taking it seriously because when you do stand-up comedy, you're a comedian, people kind of, well, you just get scared that you get scared to take anything seriously. Mm. And it was around about 2011 that I realized that I actually really like doing the music thing and that I should just take it seriously. And if people don't like it, then that's fine. And that's just life. And so I kind of did a little rebrand and started the Boilermakers side project with a friend of mine, Dinner Time Duke. And then I teamed up with a guy called Sioni, who is C1, who you might have heard him. He collaborated with All Day a lot back in the day.
Yeah.
And you know, he took the production and the quality of this music to the next level. And so suddenly we started making proper songs. And you know, I released a track called Fade in 2016, which you know did reasonably well. It's probably got about, I don't know, 300,000-400,000 listens online and stuff. And we made a film clip for that. And then I took a little bit of time off writing a TV show and a book. And then 2020 came around and I got a little studio and decided to make a little EP.
That's what
I've done here.
Yeah, fair enough. And what's the reception kind of been like so far in response to it?
I mean, people kind of don't know whether to take me seriously or not.
They're like, is this a Weird Al moment?
I remember back in the day, someone coming up to me like, yeah, like your music, like, I don't get it. Where's the punchline?
And I'm jokes?
Like, there is no punchline. It's just, I don't know. I find people are really like, they have to, I'm not interested in telling people what they should feel. You know, it's
totally.
Like when I made the other guy, the TV show that I made on Stan, and people be like, oh, you know, some of it's funny, but some of it's serious. And I just, you know, I just don't understand. And it's like, there's nothing to understand. It's you will feel how you feel as it goes along. And if you feel like it's funny sometimes, then it's funny. And if you feel sad times, then it's sad. I don't need to tell you how you should be feeling every single second of your life, you know, in the same way with the music. Like some of the lines are very funny and I really like how silly they are. And then other lines are very ridiculous. You know, one of my favorite lines in the book, I mean, in the latest song that I've written, it's called Blame Me, one of the tracks that I released. It's, I'm from the river city that knew Bluey's before Bluey was the new flea, right? And I love that line, you
that's
know, because that's a silly line.
It's fun.
But then the next song is, the next line is sky high like the 2-3 till mum drowned in the cruel sea. And that's, you know, about me being going great guns in my life until my mum died when I was 12. And that happens, that's two lines apart, you know. And so I'm not going to say that the music isn't funny. And I'm not going to say that it's all really serious. It just is what it is. And I'm just trying to make it interesting.
Yeah, you can have a bit of both. Like, I mean, is there a crime in being a bit funny and a bit sad? No. Absolutely not.
No, that's it. Well, that's what life is, you know. No one goes out, no one steps out of their door in the morning and goes, oh, you know what? I think my pet's going to get hit by a car today. Like, you're going along fine until something terrible happens, and that's just what life is like. So I like kind of just taking it line by line, and every minute of what I make can make you feel different.
Absolutely. So last but certainly not least, what's next for you?
Well, I've got two TV shows in development at the moment, and I'm really excited about hopefully getting those up. And my debut novel, being Black and Chicken and Chips, we're working on turning that into a film as well. So I'm kind of writing a whole bunch of things. And musically, I reckon I want to get on stages, but, you know, who knows when that'll happen. But I'm definitely keen to do some shows.
I mean, yeah, such is life with everything going on right now.
I know. I don't even know why I bother planning anything, honestly.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. Which is like same thing when it came to the birthday, where it's just like, if I plan something and then everything goes tits up, well, I'm going to feel like a goose. It's not even going to be a thing of like, oh, sorry, I have to cancel my birthday. It's literally like, I would be so embarrassed that I might die.
You can't die on your, don't die on your birthday. At least wait till the day after.
But like, would it be different if I died on your birthday?
Well, they're the same. Now let's just make an agreement. No one's dying on anyone's birthday. We'll both celebrate as best we can next time it comes around, April 12th.
Amazing.
Aries
twins.
Babies.
We love it. Matt, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. And good luck with everything. Congrats on the new EP.
Thanks. Check it out wherever you get your music. Boilermakers 2021.